Good evening. It is 6 p.m. Tuesday, December 9th, and the Art Advisory Board will come to order. All right, so can I get a roll call, please?
Oh, start with me. Christine Dotsey, present.
Mike Gruenberg, present.
Eva Rathgaber, present.
Lynn Falk, present.
Okay, thank you. All right, and let's go ahead and stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, please. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. All right. So at this time, do we have any public comment?
No.
No, thank you. All right, so we're going to move on to approval of minutes for October 21st, 2025 for the Art Advisory Board meeting. Minutes.
I'll approve the minutes.
I'll second.
Okay. And minutes have approved. All right. So let's talk about some unfinished business.
Okay. I'm the chair. You have to take a vote on your motion.
Oh, yeah. Let's take a vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. It is passed. Thank you. Okay. All right, so we're going to move on to unfinished business, 25-2951, discussion and possible action regarding the draft 2025 annual report to City Commission.
So I'm Heather Faust. I am the city clerk, and I'm filling in for Michael White. He was not able to make it tonight. And also, Michael is no longer going to be your staff liaison.
Whoa.
We have a new Michael that's going to be your staff liaison.
A new Michael.
Okay.
He's starting the next meeting. It was just too much of a conflict with his schedule and everything. So, so I did work with him to go over all of your agenda items today to try and get as much information as I could to see where we needed to go. But it'll be Michael Davies, so he should be here for your next meeting.
What's the last name?
Davey, D-A-V-E-Y.
The new Michael.
The new Michael, yes.
Mm. Okay. Just got used to the old Michael.
Yeah. Gee. Well, at least you don't have to worry about remembering the name.
That's true.
That's easy.
So for your annual report, I got with Michael and we went over it a little bit, and that's why you see that the amendment came out, so we changed a little bit of things on air just to make the formatting a little better. And so if the board could just go over their accomplishments and make sure that they're correct for 2025, and then the board goals for 2026, and see if there's anything that you would like to add or remove from there.
I'm just curious about the budget and how do we need to be asking for money for these potential projects? Or how
it's outside. Yeah. Can you turn them off?
We don't have access to those outside. That's IT turns those on.
Yeah, being on here and in here, it's going to the building.
You're talking about these current projects? Because I see on the fiscal year, like,
I can't hear anything else.
Maybe I'm looking at the wrong thing, but there's a whole series of description and projects that have happened since 2012.
Do we have a copy of
it? Sounds like 196,000.
Yeah.
But I guess I'll wait till we're done talking.
I just see like 92,127.59.
And I think the board goals, we had made a couple changes in the last meeting. So the rock sculpture project, I think, became called the Three Graces project. Mm-hmm. And we weren't sure, Michael, of your whereabouts, so we weren't sure about the ceiling tile project. But you're still here, so that's
still here.
Okay, great.
I'd love to do it. Yeah.
Okay. But then we were supposed to think possibly about budget, right?
Yeah.
So I don't know where on here there's a request for budget for next year.
Yeah, that's
how it works. So what is your item that you would like to add for a goal to do with the budget? There is the item on here, discussion and possible action regarding the fiscal budget for the Art Advisory Board. Mm-hmm. That's an item down here, number 7 on your agenda for tonight.
Okay. Right.
But was there a goal for next year regarding the budget that you wanted?
Well, I don't know. I can't speak for anyone else, but I did see on the Three Graces project that there was just a random $20,000 applied, but I feel like we might need $50,000 for that. But we don't even know exactly what we're doing, so it's hard to say how much money can we ask for until we present an idea and then say this is how much it would cost.
It would be helpful if the budget was attached to this.
So the budget is not a part of your goals for next year. So your goals shouldn't be so much focused on the budget portion of it. So if you have these projects that are your goals that you want to work on, then this item number 7 has how much is currently in. So if you see on the screen, this is what's currently in there.
Right.
And we'll talk more about this when we get to the agenda item. So currently we're looking at 181,574 up there at the top.
So that's the budget for next year?
That's the current balance in this fund.
But I thought that evaporated at the end of the year and then we start over.
No, those carry over. There is the Art Advisory Board budget, which you can request each year. And since I've been here, it has not been requested of commission. We carry over, I want to say it's $4,000 each year for the board to use. And that is for things like each year we do Arts in the Hall. And this board is responsible for that. And so at the end of Arts in the Hall, we had like a little refreshment ceremony for the students whose art was out there and their family can come and stuff like that. So that's what that budget is used for, is those type of things. For hanging things, for, you know, installation, stuff like that. Not for these projects.
Okay, that's City Hall, in the building of the City Hall?
Yes,
that's 4,000?
Where that was, the Arts
okay.
in the Hall. And so that is just, this board can say, next year we plan on doing these event type things to promote public art, and we might spend $4,000. I'll tell you, since I've been here 6 years, has not been spent. This right here is the... It's called something different. It is the Public Art Fund, and that is what the developers, and I might not be exactly right, if they don't want to put art out where they're developing, they donate money to this, and that's where that money goes. So this money can be used to pay for projects like the Three Graces. So it's kind of two different budgets.
Okay.
This one's carried over every year.
Wonderful.
Okay.
And as money's spent and money's added, it just fluctuates. The other one is something that commission approves every year in their budget.
Okay,
so,
and
two different things.
Okay.
And then,
go ahead.
So how much though are we asking the commission to approve for the budget? We don't.
So budget was approved in October for the art board's fund of, and I want to say it was $4,000.
Okay, but that's okay.
That's for what the board
does.
For these projects, you're not asking for anything each year from commission. As a project comes up that the board decides we want to do the Three Graces project, we did this call to artists, all this stuff. This is what they said it's going to cost. Then once you do all your stuff, we recommend that to commission. Commission approves it based off of the cost that was provided to the board of how much it's going to cost. And commission either approves it or doesn't approve it.
Okay. And then that
that's what comes out of here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow, Heather, I've learned more
what you're saying.
In the last 5 minutes than I have in the last 3 minutes.
I know, because I finally figured out, like, we're advisory. So we propose it,
and
then
commission
the cost,
approves
and then the commission approves.
Yes.
So I'm confused as far as... When you said the $4,000 and this the 181, so an example. Let's say we have an artist and this person does a real nice project for us, and let's say we say, well, we're going to have a cocktail party to celebrate this thing. Does that come out of the $4,000 or does that come?
So if the board was proposing, I haven't seen it since I've been here, but say they were proposing like to have a little veiling of this thing, and we're going to have refreshments.
Right.
That's where those refreshments will come from, out of that $4,000.
Okay.
If it is $4,000, I can't say if it's
$4,000.
Like I said, nobody spent anything out of it, really, except for like a couple $100 since I've been here. No.
And this is more like project related,
yes,
what we're proposing on this other budget.
Yes.
Okay.
So you have the art board expenses for like refreshments, and then the actual project, which comes out of here.
Okay.
So if a project hasn't been discovered yet, or... And it's not on here. That doesn't mean that we can't bring a project up during the year.
No. You can still bring stuff up. This is just as part of our code requires each board to present to commission their report, and their report has to include what happened this past year and their goals for the next year.
And that's what Michael Davey is going to be doing. And is that in January or February?
The annual report?
This, yes.
That's what you're working on now, you're looking at now, should be your annual report. So if you were to look over this annual report now and say, this is what we have and we're good with this, then we do a motion to approve it, and I would forward it to the city manager so it can go to the commission as your annual report.
Okay, for some reason I thought Michael, the original, Michael White had said something like they present it in January or February.
So it's, there's three options. I don't know if he went over the options with you. So the boards can either do a joint meeting with commission to go over the report. You can do a memorandum to commission, which looks like this is what you have here. This will go in a memorandum format. So as soon as you approve it, then it goes right up the chain to commission. Or you can do a PowerPoint presentation to commission.
Uh-huh.
And that will be something that you would designate a person on the board. We could send you a template for it. You designate somebody on the board to work the PowerPoint presentation out. And then you can either all go to the commission meeting and present the PowerPoint, or you can designate one person to go present the PowerPoint to commission at a meeting.
Done
those. So you have those three options.
How many people are on the commission?
I mean, I've done it.
There's five commissioners.
Five, good. So, because I thought at one point Michael told us that we should bring to this meeting or that three ideas each for the upcoming year. So where does that fit in? Like, was that
I think what we're trying to figure out right now is if there's anything to be added, we should add that.
Okay.
Here.
Yeah, so for this one, we kind of just took the things that he knew you were already working on.
Okay.
And we put them on here.
Got it.
So that's where you would decide, like, what you want to add, if you want to take anything off, how you want to present it, if you want it to be a memo format or...
Well, I would almost say that maybe next year we do a PowerPoint presentation when we're more prepared.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been around the block a couple times.
Yeah.
But since we're all fairly new, or newbies here.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know, Eva, you've probably been around.
Yeah, I mean, as long as I've been on the board, we haven't done a PowerPoint to commission at all.
But I think maybe this year I'm hoping we'll be a little more robust with projects, and I'm hoping Felipe will join and anyone else. We're supposed to have 11 people on the board, and we have three, plus Eva.
Well, I think the PowerPoint idea is such a great idea.
I do,
because this way, I mean, I did that in business for like 40 years, and it's really... You get everybody involved.
Yeah, and it shows that we are a serious board versus just handing them a piece of paper. But I just don't know if we're there yet. That's my
point. So there is also, a few years back, the board and I see that's on here, your five-year plan. They had a strategic plan, and I don't know how much has been discussed amongst this board, obviously, but there's each quarter was an event, or some, I call it an event, that the board would do. So they had the Arts in the Hall. And I brought it to myself. So this is what they're, and you'll go on to talk about this later, but just so you can get an idea, I don't know how to make this bigger on this screen. But they had, let me see, I'm pretty sure it's in here. So first quarter, they had like an exhibit each quarter that they did. So I don't know if this is something that when everybody came on board that's currently on this board, if you were aware of this or weren't aware of it. So that's why I told Michael that I was going to add it, because he wasn't aware either. So, you know, second quarter is always the Arts in the Hall with the school. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if y'all did that last year. Okay.
Well, the Northport Arts Center doesn't even really exist anymore, does it? Have they moved out?
They still exist, but I'm not sure where they're located.
They're at a credit union, aren't they, in Port Charlotte, I believe, like on a second floor where they meet, but they're waiting for the city, I think, to work.
Place, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, so they, for the first and the third quarter, they always worked with the local artists, and they still put pictures and hung pictures and everything throughout City Hall.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something they did.
Well, and we... When we had asked if there was a database of artists, there wasn't one. And so I was a little confused on how we can be working with local artists if there was no database of local artists. So I went to the Northport Arts Center and I talked to several of them. And then they led me to the bone sculpture lady. I can't remember her name off the top of my head. I have it here somewhere. And I went to a couple of her, like the paint posses of...
Michelle,
thank you. So I think I have all of about half a dozen artists that are in a database, which I did share with Michael. But I don't even know where that database went. I shared it as a Google Drive doc and then as a Excel. So it could be added to, but it was showing name, contact, their medium that they worked with, if they had an email or a website.
Could that be a project we could do to create this?
Well, I think this Mike White had talked about the fact that they should be somehow internally should be building a database. Now, if you think we should, that we can do that. But I've exhausted everything I know in this area on how to get those names. I think literally they're like half a dozen people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It just seems so low.
Yeah, and I thought the Northport Arts Center, there would be tons, and she said, we don't. All we have are members, and a lot of those members want to be artists that just want to paint, but they're not necessarily artists. So they'll come and paint at a class.
Right.
I don't know.
But they have their own board, too, so, I mean, we could.
True, and they told me to go to the chamber. I went to the chamber. They told me, they sent me to Michelle, and then it was like, dead ends, you know. I'd go to and they said, well, so and so might know a few, but
there's no database.
Yeah.
So, do you want me to add maybe establish a local artist database?
Yes, please. Yes.
Yeah, I mean, even if we could possibly contact somebody with the Northport Art Center, but also I would think too, maybe reach out to the Ringling School of Art.
Yes, that I did not go that far, but for sure.
And because if each of us is able to get a dozen, half a dozen people.
That'd be
50,
great.
You got 50 mm-hmm. people.
Well, because that's how I found out about the artist that was supposed to do that one project I was on, because he was a graduate of Ringling School of Art, but he also was a board member with Northport Arts Center.
Okay.
And
but would we reach out beyond Northport's boundaries? Are we talking
about? I think we can do the county.
As long as it's within Sarasota County, I believe.
Okay. That's what I was thinking.
So I'll add that to your list.
Yep.
Okay.
Sure.
I think that'd be super helpful.
Yeah.
But that's a great project.
Mm-hmm. There's something.
Because out of thin air, I can't tell you an artist,
Yeah, but we should be able to do that.
Exactly. Is the Ringling Center over there in Englewood still functioning?
Right, exactly.
Does anybody know? There's a, right on South McCall, there's a Ringling, like the art center. And I work right off that street. I've never seen anybody over there. It looks like it's an extension of something in Sarasota, but it's in Englewood. Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of anything over there? Okay, I can
But I know
check
we
that
went.
Out.
We read an article in one of the local newspapers about in Port Charlotte. There's a lady who does art, and she has and basically we went to see it. It's right over the bridge, and she has it is incredible. Has artwork from all different people. So this one guy's doing sculpture, and one guy's doing acrylics, and one guy, it was really nice. She's
Where is
a lovely
this?
Lady on the street. When you come over the bridge,
oh, okay,
Port Charlotte, and there's a shopping street of just restaurants
like
and shops.
It's a gallery or something.
It's a gallery, yeah.
Oh, okay.
And apparently, the people who exhibit their stuff there pay $20 a month or something. That and it's really a fundraising. But I was amazed how nice some of the stuff was. And again, this could be a good way to create our database. Mm-hmm.
And another one, too, is the painting with the twist.
Yeah.
Where
I've
people,
been to one of those,
people
yeah.
go, like, as a group, and they go paint, and but the people that operate that surely have some artistic abilities.
Sure.
Maybe they have their own
That's where you paint
too.
With wine.
Yeah,
drink and paint
yeah.
at the same time.
That's your painting with the twist. Yeah.
Exactly. It's fun. I've done it before.
One,
well, I could do that.
It's fun.
Great conversation you're having,
but
it's not about the agenda item.
Okay.
Oh, sorry.
Okay, one
we digress.
Yes. Well, but about those four events, Heather, I guess I don't know that we're prepared to do four, one a quarter yet. I still feel like we need to establish ourselves.
Okay, but do you think you still plan to do the arts at the hall? This is something that's quarter.
Well, it sounds like that's an annual
quarter,
thing.
Yeah,
that we
it's sort
do.
Of already in motion.
It's March, April already.
Okay. Yeah.
So I'll add second quarter arts at the hall.
So who actually organizes all of that, arts at the hall?
A board member. I can get the contact information, but it's coordinated with somebody at the school, and I don't know off the top of my head because I really was never involved. I just know that I believe it was somebody from the art center.
Okay.
I think it was Dee Dee who would communicate back and forth, but she was on the board at the time. So I can get the contact information.
Yeah. Because of all of them, that seems like the most relevant to what people want, and it's been going on for a bit, so might as well keep it going.
Well, and can we never mind. It's already on here. I'm good with this.
Okay, is there any other further discussion? Okay. All right, so now we are 25-2947.
Do we have to approve this?
So you have two choices. Either we can approve it with those two things being added to it. You can make a motion to approve it that way now, and then I can make the change, email you a copy, we'll email it upstairs, or I can make the changes and then bring it back at the next meeting for you to view again and approve.
I'm good with that now.
I'd like to see it. Yeah.
Oh, you want to see it before?
No, I mean, I don't want to wait till the next meeting.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Let's just...
Yeah, I can email it to you as soon as I change it, copy you on the email that we send upstairs.
Great.
Yes, perfect.
Yeah,
so we'll be prepared when we get there.
Exactly.
You just make a motion to
so
approve it.
So I'll make a motion to approve it with the noted changes or additions. And to have you send it up to the city, the commission.
I second.
Okay.
Hmm? Oh,
yep. All right.
Motion to approve.
Motion to approve.
Aye.
Motion approved.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Okay. All right. So now moving on to 25-2947, discussion and possible action regarding the Three Graces Rock Sculpture Project.
Well, I think Michael White was going to talk to the county.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
About the state of it and mm-hmm. if they could get the pump going, and if they could look at the electrical and the lighting and the landscaping, because
yes.
it says it's all property of the county. So we kind of wanted to know where the county was standing with it
mm-hmm.
before we felt we could
right.
do anything else. Because if they said our hands are washed of it, we're not doing anything, or
mm-hmm.
it's you can't touch it because it is county.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we need
you don't really know what's wrong with it. You know,
right.
I don't know why the water never was, or the lights
mm-hmm.
never, nothing.
Wasn't there a discussion about security around it also?
I
can't recollect it.
But you took all those pictures and
I took,
got
yeah,
a pretty
so
good
Michael, you didn't see this.
Assessment of the of the where it stood right now.
I'll need this back, but this is what I sent to or brought last time.
Yeah.
I think too we wanted to know about signage because there's really no signage acknowledging that it's a historic piece and who the artist was when it was built.
I just really feel like that's a great sculpture, and we should be. It should
be
highlighted and celebrated
right.
and lit up,
and it's a dry
water
absolutely.
Flowing and all that kind of stuff.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, I just drove past there on Sunday, and it's you know you can tell it's very difficult to see.
Yeah,
unless,
you don't,
and I was trying to point it out to somebody who was visiting, and we just went right past it, and you really couldn't see it.
And
so
it's
it'd
such
be nice
a cool
to
thing.
Make
yes.
it a little more visual than.
So
as big as
Heather,
it is.
Who does that? Is that the new Michael that would reach out to the county?
Yes, it will be him. I do see up here there was an email where Michael had tried to figure out who was in charge. I'm not sure. This was November 12th, so I can check with Michael White and see if he followed up with this Joshua
okay.
Goodman, to see if he followed up with him.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Okay.
Yep, so we can't do much more until
so
we get
so
that.
So at this time we know very little
yeah.
about that, unfortunately. Okay. All right.
So this is on Ortiz and where?
Tamiami.
Oh,
South Tamiami Trail. Or North Tamiami Trail.
That's beautiful. Great stuff.
Okay. All right. Thank you. I'll pass that back to you. All right, so 25-2136, discussion and possible action regarding Garden of Five Senses sculpture. So I think we were waiting for the artists.
Yes.
The new artists.
Yes. Otherwise, we kind of know what it's going to look like, but if with a new artist, they might tweak it a little bit, change it. Slightly.
Was Michael reaching out to the new artist? Or
I think he was. He had asked me to basically describe what it meant, you know, with the way that the previous artist had designed it and my input into that design and what all those little features meant.
I thought there was always wasn't there something written up for the first artist?
I did it already, yeah. I did it, and then the artist that we had, he had everything laid out, all the materials, and then we had thought it got approved by the commission, and apparently it didn't. And then so the artist was supposed to redo all his paperwork again, submit all his proposal, and at some point he just decided to
right.
pull out.
But I mean, don't you already have all that written up somewhere from the first time around?
Yeah, Michael, I think, has it somewhere.
So you should be able to.
But did you reach back out to the original artist?
Yeah, they
I did. And I sent him an email and no response at all.
No response.
So it's
no
over.
Response.
Yeah.
And it was very nice. So in the meanwhile, after that, Michael had asked me, you know, to kind of give him a description so we'd have that on hand to be able to tell commission,
right.
You know, like what this symbolizes. So
right,
basically,
that's
it was all
a pretty
about the
important
symbolism.
Document.
Yeah.
But there's all these attachments with all
mm-hmm.
the pictures and,
mm-hmm.
I mean, a lot of work has been, right?
Oh, yeah.
The size, everything is
done
on
the material.
Here,
it's
so.
Been tested
okay.
outside. It
yeah.
was like to see how well it did in the weather because this is going to be a sculpture that
right.
obviously is going to be exposed
right.
to
and
the
there
elements.
Were some changes made to the wood ideas.
Right.
A different
yeah.
one, right? To use maybe
that
resin.
Was another project, I
oh,
think.
I'm sorry.
Oh, that
yeah.
was the one at
I believe
my...
that was another project
yeah.
with
okay.
some other wood. That was a different artist.
So what we're looking for at this point is an
artist is an
to actually
artist
to create
this
sculpture.
This
one
guy's
that I had.
So Michael had let me know that these portions of the call to artist form that were highlighted in your backup information,
yes.
that these are the items that he needed the board to determine so that we could
oh, that's
the
five
call to artist
piece.
To...
Let's see it from here. It's so blurry.
Eva, in the times you've done this, does that happen that the artist is missing or...
Some of them might pull out because they've just been waiting so long. You
and
know.
They're busy.
But I'm not sure with
this, guy.
I think
okay.
this one because he did not respond to my email.
And when somebody pulls out in that respect, do we go find somebody else?
Well, yeah, we had
yeah.
that. We were
yeah.
trying to, there was this other gentleman that we were
mm-hmm.
going to reach out
yeah,
to.
Yeah, he's the one, I can't think of his name off the top of my head.
But we paid this guy, didn't we?
The
but
one
Heather, this
five
one's
senses?
For the three graces.
No, he has
to be one for each.
Oh, I missed that. Okay.
Mm-mm. The other one has for the other project. Mm-hmm.
So this guy could come back and say, hey.
I thought maybe we'd ask this other
yeah.
artist, yeah.
Yeah.
And see what he says. He could. The worst he could say is no.
Sure.
You know.
I have it as an attachment.
Yeah,
it's
I don't.
Like that.
Was there?
Yeah, right all the way at the end.
Oh, sure. Thank you. Okay. So we have to approve this?
He said that it was looking for the information of the budget, the submission deadline.
Oh,
originally that budget was 5,000, but I think it should go higher.
Yeah.
It says 20 on here now.
Yeah.
That's your
so we agreed, I think 20 was where we were at.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And what about location? I thought we had already
it
that's
was going
the five
in the,
senses.
Because it's the Garden of Five Senses sculpture.
But he's got it highlighted on here as if there's a question.
Yeah, it doesn't
location.
Have any TBD
one,
or anything, so I think that,
what?
That one's okay. No
so.
TBD? Okay.
So
and
here,
then the submission yeah, deadline.
The
yep. Thank you.
We do need a submission deadline because it's just dragging. We really need it.
Well, we,
yeah.
need,
we need
to
find
reach out to that other artist,
yeah.
the second artist that we had. Hang on. I think I have him in my little database. Because we took the first one out. Halligan? Or is
yeah,
that
that's it. That's it. Mike Halligan.
Mike Halligan.
Mm-hmm.
I
so
have all of his information.
Here. I'm interested to see if this might be something he's interested in, but I think Michael, you know, thought that maybe he might not. So I don't know. It doesn't hurt to ask. So.
Right.
Especially with a higher budget on it now.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
But isn't this also where we would put an RFP out to all the artists?
I think we should.
We should.
Yes.
And start, you know, let's
I mean,
do it in the right, proper way. And
What if we don't have the spreadsheet of all the artists? How do we?
Well, I inadvertently did send it to
mm-hmm.
everyone, and
oh.
I got yelled at because I wasn't supposed to. I was still learning.
All right.
Troublemaker, all right.
So, I don't know, we need to have that in a place where it is accessible to all of us, no? Can we not do that?
I wrote down to check with Michael to locate the
okay.
database.
Yeah.
So,
or at least pop it, we'll have it in here
yeah.
when we need it, we can just
yeah.
pull it right up.
And then who is responsible for sending that out to the database?
So for each of these, the board can discuss amongst each other and then and designate a person for, you know, you can be one for one project,
okay.
somebody else can be for, it doesn't always have to be the same person, but it should be a board decision.
Okay. Not Mike, not the new Michael?
No.
Okay,
no,
good to know, okay.
Yeah, because originally this Garden of Five Senses was my project. I had come in and done a public comment
well,
and brought the idea out there and then eventually got on the board and still
and
working on this.
I know, oh my
well,
gosh.
Well, it was some delay because some of the board members were, they had served their terms and then they decided not to return back to the board. So they were there was a large board at the time and then it slowly but surely started to dwindle down. So I was the last one standing, I guess, at the time.
Yeah.
But and so... so
let's
we're
get
still,
this thing built.
Yeah, we're still working on this one. So this is the last of.
It's so far
from
along.
3 years
it just
ago.
Needs to be made. You know,
right.
Created.
Yeah. Right. Let's get
I
it.
Feel like it's just
get
stuck.
We'll get
right
it done.
Now.
We'll get it done. We just need to see if maybe Mike wants to do it. Mike Halligan. I don't know. I don't know if this is his particular skill set or if there's another person on that list who
says he's multimedia sculptor.
Mm-hmm.
So and he has a website. HalliganDesignProduction.com.
And I think he's right here in Northport. If
yeah,
I'm
no,
nice.
That would
right.
be
Salford
yeah.
Boulevard.
So I mean, again, trying to keep it local
right.
as much
so
as we can.
So at this point, are somebody going to reach out? Is somebody assigned to reach out? Is that something you're?
I can call him or reach out to him.
Yeah, and if he doesn't want to, then we'll do a call for artists.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
then we can
but
do the
let's
bigger.
Let's give him a.
Maybe you can just try. Let me down that number.
So
that'd be great.
Is this mine to keep?
Yes. Yes.
I'll write this. Okay. Okay. All right. Does anybody have any other discussion about the Garden of Five Senses? No? Okay. Any questions about it?
But the call to action would be to have you call, reach out to Mike.
Yeah.
And then
do I need to make a motion for that?
It's always best to.
Okay. Well, I can't make it, but somebody else can, right?
I'll make it the motion that Eva reaches out to Mike Halligan to find out if there's interest in the Five Senses sculpture.
I second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. All right. So, all right, we'll move on to some new business, 25-3077, discussion and possible action regarding the fiscal budget for the Art Advisory Board.
Did we already do that?
Yeah, we did.
We kind of already did. I'm going to look and see what
yeah,
the budget was that was approved for the board.
I don't.
For the
open, there it goes.
Refreshments and stuff. Just so you're
it looks
aware.
Like the same document. No.
You know what? I'm just going to kind of take a picture of this.
Yeah, that's funny. I was just taking a picture.
Do we happen to have an address for him or Mike Halligan?
It's not on there. Yes, it is on there.
Is it?
There should be an email and a home address. No? Oh, it's up towards the top. Mike Halligan. Halligan Productions.
Works. Okay, yeah, I see it. Okay.
So the current budget for this year for the Art Board Fund is $2,500.
Instead of 4,000?
Yeah, it was 4,000 probably when I started. But like I said, they'll adjust that based off of what the board's requesting.
Right. Well,
and
if we're only going to do the one thing this year, we don't need any
more. It might be more than enough with the one.
It,
if we're only doing that one.
It usually only costs a couple $100 for water and some platter of cookies.
I think we'll be fine.
That's pretty
that.
Inexpensive.
Okay.
Napkins.
Okay. Thank you, Heather.
You're welcome.
Okay. All right, so let's go ahead and talk about future agenda items.
Okay. We did we discontinue talking about the rocks? And we talked about that.
That developed, believe it or not, in the 2 months that you were gone, that developed into the Three Graces Project because we were going to do rocks around somewhere in the Mineral Springs,
right.
Mineral Springs area. And then we realized how the Three Graces sculpture was such a drive-by, we thought, can we work off of that? And we thought about even somehow bringing rocks into that.
Right.
But I think the rock project could still be another project at more at the actual springs.
I think so.
Yeah, I think it's a natural. I mean, I really think it's something.
No pun intended.
Yeah. No.
The natural springs. Yep.
Good. You got
it. Are we still going to try to bring up the idea of suggested projects, maybe in January, for everybody was supposed to bring like a couple ideas.
Right. You must have some.
And mm-hmm. Yeah.
What are they?
So is that our homework for next time?
That well, it was supposed to be our homework, but we can have it homework again.
But this is for future agenda items. So
well, I mean, I mean, for me, I had thought of a few things. Of course, I wrote them down, and they're back at home. But I saw a project, and I have no idea how expensive this would be. But it was in Norway or someplace like that where they had used solar underneath the concrete or with, embedded within the sidewalk, like in the downtown area. And as you walked, it would light, you know.
Oh, cool. Oh,
and it was just so cool. And it was just like, we have a lot of sunshine here. So I thought we would be like a great place to be able to do some kind of sidewalk embedded solar light project. Uh-huh. I know that's a big reach.
Sidewalk?
But
no. Yes. Yeah. Gotta reach big sidewalk.
I saw it and I was just like, wow. And it's so cool at night to see it lit up like that. It was just a smaller area,
cool.
But it was
interactive then.
Yeah, yeah. It's sort of like these fountains that turn on and off as kids jump in and out of water. So, only this is solar.
Sidewalk embedded solar project.
Mm-hmm.
And the rock project. I'd like to see more murals.
Yes.
So murals would be cool.
Well,
murals
on
here?
We were talking couple of years ago about the a peace pole project and placing them in different locations.
What was
around
that?
Peace poles. And they're very, it's an inexpensive project where it's a basically a the main pole like of a fence, like of a vinyl fence, and then you have the artist paint it, and it'll also have like, you know, symbols of peace and love and that kind of thing on it. And then they're strategically put around the city in different locations to draw your eye to these locations.
That one did go to commission.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who did that?
That one went to commission.
The Peace Pole Project.
Was it not approved?
And it was
work. There was issues that came up, if I remember correctly. I'd have to look at the minutes again, but I think there were issues about where they were going to be placed, if they were going to be on private property or public property, the maintenance of them, and then hurricane. So I know there was commission discussion about
there,
that one.
There was another
ago.
One that we had talked about doing wraps around utility boxes.
Oh, yes, definitely.
Yeah. Type of
those
thing.
Are, that's great.
That was one that never.
That went to commission also.
Yes.
Oh,
yes,
no.
That one did go to commission, and they started, there was a whole program started for it, but I think that something came out from utilities to where that became a concern, but I'm not sure what.
Why they do
that
in that so
too.
Many cities?
Yeah. Yeah.
Could we bring that up again?
Yeah. See what the complaint was or the
problem. Those were a couple old ones that
never
went anywhere, but again, they're not that expensive of a project.
Right.
Know.
No.
It's not going to eat into the budget that much.
No, not at all. They're beautiful. I've seen them. We did them in Milwaukee, too. I sat on a board.
Have we ever done anything like in Atlanta when I lived up there? They had that old railroad track that they converted into a whole path, became around this park. And then along there was art, like sculpture and all kinds of
sculpture
stuff.
Walk.
We could get involved maybe with that. What is it called? The Legacy Trail?
Yeah,
something out there.
It was
on
such
the trail.
A popular thing. There were artists that, and they would change them out too. It was so popular.
Legacy Walk?
Yeah, but a Legacy Walk sculpture project or something.
That might be a big item to think on next year. Because. I'm sure there's nothing out there right now. I see it. I drive past it. There's really just the scenery, the wildlife.
It was such a draw. And then,
there might
of course,
be
that
nice
attracted
places.
Restaurants and all kinds of things along that Piedmont Park area.
Mm-hmm.
So and it was right in the city, so it was really, really accessible. So
they keep extending the Legacy Trail.
They keep adding to it, right?
Yeah, I mean, that might be something for us to jump into and get our hands into,
I love
prove
that.
It and prove it a little bit more.
That's six projects. We're ambitious.
Very.
might take years.
I'm not surprised these ideas are coming out of my head right now. I'm so, it's been a long day.
I'm going to live that long time.
I guess I've lived in enough cities where I've seen a lot of art.
Me too.
Like in Chicago and California and
I do like that
Atlanta.
One about the lighting up the sidewalk.
Yeah,
that was cool.
That's very cool.
Or, you know, I mean, there's so many things you can do. Like, we could do something with a sidewalk where it looks like a piano keyboard.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
The kids jump around and maybe that, you know, or...
Yep.
Could be some sidewalk
all projects.
There's all kinds of little easy things we
Love
could
that.
Do. Or, you know, paint a hopscotch board on, you know.
Oh,
it's
my
just,
gosh. Do kids even know what hopscotch is anymore?
So easy.
So like a permanent hopscotch board.
Like the future agenda item, maybe to have an item for discussion and possible action regarding creating a project list.
Absolutely.
Don't let me forget all these.
All right, you want me to write them up?
Oh, you have them all?
Let me forget them.
Yeah.
Do you have them
more.
All, Heather?
Yes.
Okay. So you should make a motion to.
Oh, wait, what are you doing with the list, though? Is that put on for
I'm
the next?
I'm going to put it, yeah, so we'll create
agenda?
For one of your next meeting a discussion and possible action regarding the creation
okay.
of a project tracking list, and I'll put all these ones on there, and then you can add.
I love it.
So
Heather, you are.
A board member going forward to maintain the list.
Yes,
you know,
perfect.
So we're trying to do that with the staff liaisons because we have a hard time with staff liaisons because it's a lot of work on top of their work
Regular
that they
job.
Have to do. So if we
yeah.
can get board members to pick up on some of the
yep.
admin part of it, then that'll be helpful.
Mm-hmm. Plus, how many people are supposed to be on this board?
11.
Seven.
No, 11.
11?
11.
So it might add a little excitement if we had some stuff going on and people would be like, yeah, I'd like to be part of that.
Yes.
It might.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
When
so
it was full board, it was very busy.
Might not.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah,
well,
get a lot
I got
more
on it. There was
participation.
At least 8 or 9 of us at the time when I got on.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. Okay.
Where'd they go?
Julia's her. She was on it.
Oh, you were?
Student.
Oh, one of the students. We're supposed to have two students.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Right.
Yeah,
that's
so
cool.
You should have 7 members, 2 student members, and then 2 alternates.
Oh, okay. That's where I got the love.
We have no students on here at all.
Mm-mm.
Wow.
No.
How do we advertise for that?
We're actually getting ready to. We're working on a youth board and with the STAR students for the Boys and Girls Club to get some of their STAR students on some
nice.
Of the boards.
Oh, nice. That would be great.
Good idea.
Love to hear their input.
Okay. Sounds like some good ideas coming at us next year.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that did we forget about doing the ceiling tiles?
Yeah, that's still on.
Oh, yeah. Well, it was on, and then they redid the agenda, and it was off. So I didn't know if you were.
No, I'll put it back on.
Mike said that he thought that was not going. We will remake
I think it was just because you weren't here.
Yeah,
okay.
Because it was
yeah.
your.
Can we
project.
Add that? Can we put that
put
on?
That on the list too.
Is your term getting ready to end?
No, he just started.
Oh, yeah.
Is my what?
I might be close. I think I was.
No, but Michael, you're new, aren't you? You're not at 3 years here.
No, not 3 years.
No.
Yeah, he's new. Okay.
Not even close.
Yeah.
I think we were concerned that because he had missed 2 meetings that we weren't sure if
okay, maybe
he
that's
was
going
to continue coming back to the meetings and carry on
like
to your project.
Oh.
What is
that's
the
my
number?
Guess.
I missed 1 meeting.
It is.
Oh,
no,
we rescheduled.
Excuse me.
It's, if you're absent for 3 meetings, you're automatically removed from the board. However, if there's like a medical reason or something like that, as long as there's an in-person quorum, we do allow people to attend virtually as long as there's an in-person quorum. And we have a policy, and Julia can email the policy out to the board. So there's certain requirements you have to follow to be able to do that, but there's certain reasons like medical, you know.
Well, for the record, I only missed 1 meeting.
Okay.
Yeah, the other one was rescheduled.
Somebody here said you missed 2.
No, well, I missed because it was canceled. That 1 meeting.
It was canceled.
Yeah.
But you should have gotten the reschedule, but maybe you didn't.
So you don't, if a meeting is rescheduled, because then it becomes a special meeting. So it's
right.
only meetings that are on the approved
schedule.
Those are the only ones that count against you. If it's a special meeting, it does not count for your absence.
My
okay, now, I am going to be gone next in January on a business trip, but I could call in.
So I'll have to look at she'll forward it out if it's one of those, because
okay.
it says extenuating circumstances. I'm not sure what they are. I just know one's medical, one's military. I don't know.
I don't answer. I speak to my attorney.
Pardon me?
You're my attorney now.
Okay.
Keeping track of everything over
really?
There, Lynn.
No, but I think the ceiling tile thing, I wanted to do that.
Yeah, no, I think we should keep that on
okay.
the list.
Yeah.
100%.
Good.
Okay. And we want to make a motion for that?
For the future project list and bringing them up.
All right. I like to ask just in case.
Okay.
All right. So at this time, is there public comment?
Felipe?
What's the public say?
What is the public?
You're the public. Now you're the public and you can comment. You want to add anything? Do you still want to join?
He looks so surprised.
I'm thinking about it. This is my first.
I know. Okay, I just didn't mean to put you on the spot.
Put him on the spot, for
sure.
I know,
sorry. No public comment.
That's awesome. No public comment. Okay. So it is 6:45 and the Art Advisory Board is adjourned.